Ariel Helwani back with you again for another edition of MMA Rated Radio. I'm being joined today by Tough 7 cast member and former IFL fighter Gerald Harris. Of course, Harris is coming off a most disappointing loss to Amir Sadola on last night's episode of the show. What's going on, Gerald?
What's up?
All right, so I read your blog post today on cagepotato.com, and I've been enjoying those very much over the last few weeks. And, I mean, you know, not for nothing, great job in the post in terms of, you know, sort of giving us the all the emotions going through your mind, sitting there with your friends and everything. So I got to ask you, for those that didn't read it and hearing from you for the first time, what was it like sitting there with your friends and family on your couch in your house, knowing that you are about to lose the fight and everyone else is so excited for you?
It hurt because it was a long day. I sat there and I was like, it's 6 o'clock, it's 7 o'clock. And once 8 o'clock hit, I was like, damn. I sat there at 8:50, and I looked at the clock probably 100 times. I mean, everybody's getting beer, everybody's eating chips, they give me high fives. Man, I hope you fight on this episode. You know, the usual for every week we do. And finally they made the fight pick, and I mean, the phone calls started coming. I mean, people were texting me, oh, I know you're going to win, and I'm just like, you know, that's what made me feel like I'm letting everybody down because of my expectations from all my friends.
Right. No, go ahead. Sorry.
They're watching the fight. I'm dominating. And the second round comes, and, you know, I knew it was coming, and it happened. I wish I could rewind it and change it, but I couldn't. So it hurt, man. It was just a moment of silence.
The majority of the people in your house, no one knew, right? Like, this is totally news to them. They're sitting there thinking that, all right, you're going to go in and blow past this guy.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Nobody knew. Nobody. Not my trainers, nobody knew. You know, everybody was shocked. So
it's got to be torturous for a fighter to have to wait. You know, a guy such as yourself, so emotional and so passionate about the sport, and you have to wait all that time. And, you know, have to hear from people talking to you about how the experience went on the show. And then you have this sort of get together at your house. Everyone's excited. And then the fight happens. You lose. You're sitting there. And then what do you say?
Man, I just sat there. Everybody sat there for the rest of the episode and didn't say a word. And then when the show went off, I was like, I'm sorry. And everybody, like, they brought me in. They hugged me. It's like, nobody said anything about, oh, the ref is this and the ref is that. Everybody was like, we know how good you are. We know that you were going to be a UFC star one day. We know you was winning that fight. It wasn't about the ref. It was about my talent and my potential and how they believe in me no matter what, you know.
Was that the toughest part about all this that, you know, forget about letting people down and all that. It's just that these opportunities obviously don't come all the time, and you knew that what you could do, and you were waiting. I'm sure you waited a few weeks to get to that fight, and then all of a sudden – it doesn't go at all as you planned.
Exactly, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people on the show, they just see that fight. They see a guy on TV fighting and crying and being upset that he lost, but they don't see me getting up in the morning running and me training real hard and getting ready for the show. And, you know, I prayed every night. I dreamed every night about winning the show and becoming a UFC star. And, you know, I got two kids to feed. You know, that's how I feed my kids. I don't work. My work is training and winning fights and pay. That's how I pay. That's how I put food on the table. And for me to lose, you know, I won't take it as personal every time. You know, I've lost and took it in stride, but that won't hurt the most.
Yeah, well, there was certainly a lot on the line. Yeah, exactly. A lot on the line for that fight because you're fighting, you know, for the UFC on The Ultimate Fighter, on Spike TV. Is there a chance that maybe given Amir's lack of experience that you might have taken him a little lightly and not expected him to put forth such a good effort?
No, that's another thing people didn't know is I didn't know who Amir was. I just know that he was picked second. I wanted to fight 1 through 8 in that order. And number one was Tim Fall Riddle. So I was like, I'm taking the number 2 guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wanted to beat up the number 1. And I wanted to beat up Tim first because that left the whole team know, you know, damn, he beat up our number 1 guy. You know, that's probably the guy whooping everybody in practice. And I go in there and kick the hell out of him. You know, people are going to be like, whoa, now I got to fight him. If he did Tim like that, what's he going to do to me? Yeah. So I wanted to make a statement by beating Amir. I knew Amir was one of the top guys.
You had a chance now to look at the fight. Was there anything now in hindsight, and obviously hindsight is always 20/20, but is there anything that you wish you would have done differently? Obviously the slams were impressive, but maybe press the issue a little more with the striking, or anything else that now watching it a couple of months later that you wish you would have executed differently in the fight?
Definitely more stand-up. Too much wrestling. I relied on my wrestling too much. And a lot of MMA fans will say, man, he wrestled a little bit too much. And I did. You know, in the ground, he was tough. He had good hand control. He stopped me from punishing him a lot. But I got him with some good elbows, good strikes. But I could have just kept it standing for a little while. He caught me with two knees. One was a jumping knee that touched me right on the chin. Didn't hurt. But he caught me one, and then he caught me with the one that knocked me down. Other than that, a couple leg kicks, no punches or nothing. We could have just down for a little while, and I would have, you know, did pretty good, and that would have opened up some cleaner takedowns.
So I relied
on wrestling too much.
Something that I always wonder about, you know, the cast members on the show is how tough it must be after the fight, if you lose, to have to go back in the house, see the guy that you lost to, actually have to live there with them. Personally, I don't know about you guys, but I would rather just leave. I wouldn't want to have to live there. What was your thought process after the fight? I mean, obviously it was tough to deal with, but were you in the mindset that you were like, okay, I'm still here. I'm going to get some training. Maybe someone gets injured.
I was like, somebody better not get hurt because I'm jumping back in.
Really? Okay. So you didn't mind having to stay?
I can't hear you.
You didn't mind having to stay in the house despite losing?
No, it sucked because I had to look at him every day. I was like, man, I'm looking at this dude like, man, he's a punk. Like, I was getting mad, you know. I don't know if you read the part about me pushing him down the stairs and punching him in the eye when he was asleep. But
right, yes. That's great.
But, huh?
That was great. I love that.
I was serious, too. I was just like, you have this little grudge, but you know what? Towards the end of the show, we became pretty decent friends. And he's a real nice guy, and he was worried about, after his fight, he kept saying, I hope Gerald's okay, blah, blah, blah. Not as an injury, as in just emotionally, you know what I'm saying? And when he would walk by me, I should have put this in there. When he walked by me, I would flinch real hard like he was going to hit me again. And he just bust out laughing, man. So that was the one little thing we did. And it kind of broke the ice, and we became pretty cool. So it's not his fault, man. I mean, that's the business part of it, is fighting. That's all business. You know, he didn't disrespect me in any way. He didn't dance over my head after he won. That's business, man, and you can't take it personal.
You know, in your blog post on Cage Potato, without going into it too much, you seem to be quite confident that you would be back. Now, is this the confidence of a fighter that says, you know, after a tough loss, you will see me back? Or you seem to be really confident that, you know, we might actually see you sooner rather than later?
It's a little bit of both, because you can't – it's kind of a – kind of leaves people hanging, is he going to be back in the tournament, or is he, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I kind of did it on purpose to, you don't know if I'm out for good or if I'm getting back in. So everybody's like, oh, yeah, you might get back in. They don't know what's going on. That's pretty much telling everybody that I'm not down and out.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm not done. I didn't lose and lay around the house and cry. I jumped right back in the gym and start working out. So stay tuned. You never know what can happen. That's not saying I'm going to get back in. That's saying that I'm ready regardless. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. After the fight, we saw Rampage try to, you know, console you and give you words of wisdom. And now we're starting to see him in the show crack a little bit after dealing with all these tough losses. What did you think of Rampage as a coach and as sort of a mentor trying to help you guys out in winning these bouts?
Well, he feels responsible. And when we lose, he loses. And that's what a lot of people do. They starting to see. He's not just a joker and a player. He takes training serious. He admits it. He said, I'm not a great coach. I've never coached before, but I'm going to put everything into it. And he did, man. He came to our house every day before the fight. The night before the fight, he came, talked to you, see how you was doing. He really cares about his guys. You know what I'm saying? Force is a great coach too, but Rampage did his thing, and it was unfortunate that we were losing, and he took it personal. It hurt him because he was like, he's losing, not just us, you know?
You mentioned the joking. One earlier scene in one of the earlier episodes was you sort of playing a prank on him, that you were injured and whatnot, and we kind of saw that he got a little upset about that. Was there anything that happened off camera where he really, like, gave you a tongue lashing for not doing that kind of thing?
Nah, man, he was mad because I got him.
Okay.
That's why he was mad. He wasn't mad because we were joking. He laughed. He laughed real hard, but he was mad. I was like, "I got you, didn't I?" He was like, "Yeah, you punk." Like, it was more of a. He's used to tricking everybody. He's not used to being tricked or pranked on.
Right. All right.
So
well,
yeah, he's funny.
Let me ask you just a couple questions before I let you go. Obviously, you've had the experience in the IFL. One of the few fighters, actually, in the history of the Ultimate Fighter that you know we've seen from the IFL and other kind of notable organizations. What was your time like working with them? You had two fights, unfortunately lost both of them, but was it a positive experience? We hear always different stories about the IFL.
Yeah, I would definitely go on record and say that I did not lose that first fight. And, you know, I'm very humble and very, you know, sportsmanlike, but I killed that guy and they gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? Not the IFL, not as it was the, I guess, the judges in that fight. They gave him that fight, you know?
Right.
But the second fight I learned a lot from. I didn't learn anything from the first one. The second one I learned that I need to do this full time. And that second fight changed my life when I lost to Benji Raddick. Because that's what he does. He just trains and he eats and sleeps. And I was teaching high school full time, and I was just training every once. And I was training, but I wasn't doing full time MMA training.
So that's really
so
the
one
that changed your life.
Yeah, because I learned that if I'm gonna do this, I need to do this full time. So I trained my butt up. I moved to Oregon after that loss. Like 2-3 weeks later, I moved to Oregon. Started training full time, quit my job, and it paid off. I mauled somebody in November. I had a fight, and I was a whole new man. I threw hands, I slammed him, and knocked him out in like 50 seconds.
And how?
And
how
it was all
go ahead. It's all because of the fight, right? The loss.
Yeah, all because of that, and their motivation, and their training.
All right, and now, you know, you said you had a victory in November. That was for FTP Global Showdown against Jeremiah Sanders. Mm-hmm. How did you actually get on the show? Were you one that was recruited, or do you try out, you know, on your own?
I was at Quest, so I had connections with like Ed Herman and other guys. So people called in for me, you know, recommendations. Hey, this guy named Gerald Harris, but they didn't have my phone number. So once I sent my application and my video, they saw my video and everything. So I got recruited off that because my video is like 5 minutes of just body slams. So
yeah, that's
it was pretty cool.
I'm sure that's why Rampage liked you. Is it tough now? You must be so eager, especially after watching last night. You really want to probably get back in the ring or cage, right?
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And even after this show, man, I've been in the gym like crazy, you know, just working on my what I felt I needed to improve. And every fight I've watched with myself, I've done better in the sense of my stand-up, my takedowns, whatever. You know, I haven't peaked or I haven't got stuck in a certain mode. So I would love to knock somebody out standing, you know, obviously, but I'm working on it, so.
All right, well, hopefully we'll get to see you at the Ultimate Fighter finale. If not, then somewhere down the line in the UFC. Gerald, thanks a lot. I appreciate the time. Regardless, a very, very good fight last night, and we hope to see you back on the winning ways sooner rather than later.
Hey, I appreciate the time, man. It was a cool interview.